world-famous violinist. She was the youngest of four siblings, born in Seoul, South Korea.
My oldest sister played the piano and second oldest sister played the violin, and it seemed like my mother was paying attention to them because they were playing musical instruments at the time. So I wanted to get my mom's attention as well.
She grew up loving music and picked up the violin at 6 years old. Her music teacher, impressed with her progress, urged her to continue her studies at Juilliard School of Music. She immigrated to the United States and enrolled when she was 13.
That was the start of my American career, I guess, and the rest is history.
When she started playing professionally, she purchased a 1669 Francesco Ruggeri violin.
I just fell in love with the sweetness and the quality of the sound. And also the look of it, the violin itself has the original varnish, despite the fact that it was made 345 years ago, which is very unusual.
An appraiser once told her he never saw a violin that old look that new.
He was astounded, and he said, I guess it had not been played on a lot by anybody, has it?
Little did she know the instrument had an even more incredible past than she could have ever imagined. A few years ago, she discovered why the violin was preserved in nearly perfect condition. Centuries later.
One of the previous owners of this instrument loved the instrument so much that it was his wish to be buried with it.
Buried for generations, possibly hundreds of years, then quite literally raised from the dead and ended up in her hands. She says the violin sound has grown richer over the years.
The violin kind of opened up, maybe because it hadn't been played on very much at all. The sound was kind of asleep too, and so I've now had it for 20 years. Over those 20 years, I think my violin sound has improved, and it's still peaking, I feel like. And the orchestras that I have performed with, they say, this one is even better. And I always tell them, it's the same violin. And they were like, wow, it sounds even more lush and beautiful and bigger, and and I feel the same way.
This weekend, Chiyun and the antique violin will return for the third time to the Music Center at Strathmore to play with the National Philharmonic. The performance will feature Sibelius's violin concerto.
It's profound and very deep and touching and passionate. It's like, you know, it's such a journey to listen to it and to perform it. I think audience will be in for a treat. It's a really fantastic. And then, you know, the Sibelius was finished. The violin was in the neighborhood. Maybe at the time he was writing it.
Jamie Forzato, WTOP News.